Love one another, it has been said, is the supreme law. But what power made it so? Upon what rational authority does the gospel of love rest? Why should I not hate mine enemies and hunt them down like the most vicious of all beasts that they are? If I love them, does that not place me at their mercy? Is it natural for enemies to do good unto each other? And what is good? Can the torn and bloody victim love the blood-splashed jaws that rend him limb from limb? Are we not all predatory animals by instinct? If humans ceased wholly from preying upon each other, could they continue to exist? Is not lust and carnal desire a more truthful term to describe love when applied to the continuance of the race? Is not the love of the fawning scriptures simply a euphemism for sexual activity? Or was the great teacher an emasculated milksop who glorified eunuchs? Love your enemies and do good to them that hate you and despitefully use you as the despicable philosophy of the spaniel that rolls upon its back when kicked. Hate your enemies with a whole heart. And if a man smite you on one cheek, smash him on the other. Smite him hip and thigh, for self-preservation is the highest law. He who turns the other cheek is a cowardly dog. Give blow for blow, scorn for scorn, doom for doom, with compound interest liberally added thereunto. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth, yea, fourfold, a hundredfold. Make yourself a terror to your adversary. And when he goeth his way, he will possess much additional wisdom to ruminate over. Thus shall you make yourself respected in all the walks of life, and your spirit, your immortal spirit, shall live, not in an intangible paradise, but in the brains and sinews of those whose respect you have gained.